This is Louis Navelier. It is Tuesday, November 15th. Well, what's going on? Obviously, the PPI came out today. It was wonderful. The overall annual rate's falling. The core rate, more importantly, is falling. There were some interesting details. You know, food and energy costs were up, but service costs fell 0.1%. And that's the first time service costs have fallen since November 2020. So it looks like inflation is starting to decelerate on the wholesale level, although we do have food and energy inflation that we expect to persist. Now, the G20 meeting is very interesting. The Russian foreign minister is going to leave early. Joe Biden's not going to stick around for the dinner. But there's going to be a communique coming out that they're basically anti-war. And because, you know, wars are not good for world commerce and the economy. But the main thing that's going on is, you know, a lot of countries are trying to protect their domestic industries. China's clearly become more focused on their state-run businesses. In the United States, we're trying to onshore a lot. We're trying to protect our industries. Even Germany is. You know, the German chancellor was over in China not that long ago, and they're very protective. They're protective of their industries, although, of course, they want the Chinese to buy more Volkswagens and things. So interesting times we're in. But the main thing is we've got the good inflation numbers. We knew we kind of have this because a year ago we had big spikes in inflation. So we're cutting off a month from a year ago. So inflation is decelerating. The vice chairman of the Fed yesterday said they're not going to move in such big steps anymore. So everybody's expecting a 50 basis point Fed rate increase in December. And that will get the Fed very close to what we call neutral or parity. And we hope and pray that that's the last Fed rate hike, and then the market rallies from there. In the meantime, we're having wonderful reflux rallies. This is a seasonally strong quarter. Everybody's ecstatic that the Fed's rate hikes might be over after December. We'll have more good inflation news in the upcoming months. The big component of inflation, of course, is owner's equivalent rent. And the Fed's definitely trying to prick that real estate bubble and get that down. So we're probably going to have more good inflation news. But the one thing I do have to alert you to is energy prices will be going up in the spring. Okay. And there's a seasonal demand out there. China will be reopening. Demand's going to go up. We're not going to be draining the Strategic Petroleum Reserve much longer. So we're going to have some very interesting imbalances out there. As you may know, we have an acute shortage of diesel in America right now. A lot of refineries are showing up in when we run our weekly analysis. And we added some refineries to our portfolios here recently. So interesting times, but at least we can profit on these shortages. So that's it. That's Louis Navelier. I just want to give you a quick update. And hopefully we'll have a nice sustained rally today. And I know next week, of course, everybody's gearing up for the holidays. So safe travels, everyone.